Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, we're back home again. I think of old Willie Nelson's song, On the Road Again. And we often sing it. We paraphrase it a little bit. We're on the road again, taking Jesus to our Indian friends. We made that trip. That was visits number 51 and 52. With the big rig this time. And we're just thanking God for the privilege he's given us, and we were loaded. And I'll tell you, it was great to get back there. Marv and I scurried around, and I had a lot of horse trading to do. We gave Alex Bad Bear that 91 Blazer in such a beautiful car, but it had seven wheels, but there were no five of them that matched, and it was good enough. They should have matching wheels and tires because it's a four-wheel drive, and you mechanics understand, but as people that don't, you have to have the same size wheels and tires on all four wheels. When a four-wheel driver, you do damage to the machine, and it doesn't work. So anyway, that's what we're looking for. I'd brought one of each of those wheels home, the one steel wheels, and it had three mags on there. I brought one of those mags home, and boy, that was a beautiful thing, and I thought it'd be nice if I could find some. And I went to the wrecking yards and got my tire and wheel friends to tell me where to go, and we combed the area, and we found one mag wheel, and it didn't really match exactly. And I said, how much is it? And he said, well, they're worth $14 a piece as scrap, and they're worth $75 as wheels. And if you go to buy a new one, well, you want to have more money than that. And I said, well, that solves my problem. How much is a steel wheel? And he said, well, I have some of the original wheels like that, and you only need to buy one, and it's $12.50. So you can guess which way this old penny-pinching preacher went. We bought the steel wheel original, and I got together with Glenn Putnam, my tire friend that has been so good to us. Glenn's a tire man, and it's such a wonderful thing to have a man on the team that understands tires and knows sizes and all, and has the interest of Frontier Missions on his heart. What a brother he's been. I never think of the tires and Glenn Putman, but what I think back along the line, someone gave me a beautiful civilian model, four-wheel drive, it was, I forget what the Army called them, but it was, it replaced the Jeep, the big version of it, and they came out with a civilian model, and with a flat bed, and so it worked real good. And Glenn put four brand new tires on there, and we got it back to John Bush, and John was using it he'd cut wood in the creek bottoms with his chainsaw and load that four-wheel drive down, and he could get in and out where he never could go before, and he supplied a lot of older Indians with wood. And when I gave him that truck, he just was so excited and so thankful, and he was choked up, and he went around and stood looking at the wheels and looking at them, and he walked around and he looked at every tire, and then he come up front and stared at him. I said, John, what's the matter? He said, Don, let me tell you that I never have had four brand new tires at the same time in my life. And he said, it's beautiful. And I wanted to laugh, but it was almost sacred. He was thanking God for four new tires at the same time. He'd had lots of cars, and we had given him a number of cars. He'd worn them out, but it never had four new tires. And he's getting along fine. And one day, within a year or so after that, he was coming in with a load of wood, and he came over a hill, and some Indian boys had broken up a bunch of pop bottles, and they stood the bottoms up with the sharp shards pointed up, and they made a path across there, and John came over the hill and saw that broken glass, and he dodged, and he got three wheels by, but he hit with one wheel, and it punctured that tire. So he put the spare on and got home, and he got back there, and I came along, and he told me the story, how bad he felt. I got home to Portland, and I told Glenn Putman about that, and old Glenn, he kind of choked up, and he says, well, we'll fix that. And he bought a tire like that and sent it back. We was going back again in a few weeks. Took it back and replaced it. No charge. And John Bush thinks Glenn Putman is about an angel from heaven. And so grateful for that kind of treatment. But so anyway, we got Alex Bad Bear 5 brand new tires. And we didn't get cheap ones. We got like we're using on that big Dodge pickup. They're 6-ply rated, and they're oversized for carrying loads, because John will load his rigs down, and so will Alex Bad Bear. I can picture that Blazer. They'll probably have 10 or 12 Indians riding in it lots of times. And it's just such a joy to be a blessing to people that are living so carefully and in such need, and have the vision and the burden to get their fellow Indians to Jesus Christ. And we've got some good ones out there. And now Alex Bad Bear is well wheeled. And he's has that. And I talked to him. We sat and talked a long time. He came up, and Indians are not too emotional generally with white men, but he put his arms around me and looked at me, and he said, I love you, brother. And he just was so thankful for that. And he's going to finish up his schooling and get out there, and he's preaching, and he tutored under his grandmother, Cecilia Spotted Bear, this summer. And he preached some sermons. He sounded like a camp meeting preacher, and he got some Indian kids to Jesus Christ that stepped out and made their decision for Jesus. And so we're excited about him, and we feel it's effort that's well spent. And there's others there at the school. We had a wonderful time. Marv and I took out early in the morning, and we got over there for the last night of the workers' convention. And the thing was, we'd have been there on time, but we'd had some work done on the big rig. We had to put a new elbow in the exhaust pipe that comes out from the bottom out of the engine, and it goes up along the back of the cab and up in the air. The stacks stick up high to get rid of the diesel smoke, and they're surrounded by a heat shield, and somewhere or other, the boys that did that work for us and left a bolt that wasn't tight, and after we'd gone about 150 miles with it, well, it started rattling, and we stopped along the road to see what was a matter, and we found that loose heat shield on that side where they'd had it off, and they had a bolt cross-threaded. We tried to fix it, and we couldn't fix it, and we prayed, and we found a bolt on the mud flap, and on the truck we could rob a bolt. There's 4 bolts across that bolt it to the chrome bar, and we got one out, but it wasn't long enough, and we looked and looked and couldn't find a long bolt, and finally, looking in desperation in the wrench box, down in the bottom of the wrench box, there was one bolt. It was the right size. It was too long, but we bolted it in there, and we had to bolt it into the nut. It's welded into the bracket, and we got it in there, and then we had a hacksaw blade, no frame, just the blade, and we cut that bolt off, took the nut off of the fender flap bolt, and put it on there and cinched her down. But it took us an hour monkey wrenching along the road. So when we got into the convention, it was a little late. And sat down. The sermon hadn't started yet, but their song service was well progressed. And suddenly somebody walked in alongside of me, and there John Bush is sitting over in the other section toward the back. I hadn't spotted him, but he spotted me, and he got up, and he came over and sat down beside me. And I'll tell you, I appreciate the affection that these Indian people show this old preacher. And neighbor, I appreciate you. Without your help, without your prayers, without your giving, we couldn't keep the wheels rolling, but by the grace of God and the faithfulness of his people like you, we are getting that job done. And I'll be telling you more about it in detail, but we got back there to that school and we helped them and along the way, and God's hand was upon us, and that's the thing that we treasure more than anything else. Oh, Lord, that thine hand might be upon us, and that thou would keep us from evil, that it may not grieve us, as old Jabez prayed. And so we're praying, and we thank you for your prayers. May God bless you. Dear Lord, bless the listening audience. Thank you for the ones that give and pray and hold us up before God. And Lord, we're so thankful that you hear the prayers of thy people. We do not run this race in vain, but we're with purpose and steadfastness and the blessing of God. Lead on, O King Eternal. Come and thy people bless, and we'll give thee the praise for it all, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Join us tomorrow as Deborah Klein has a special interview with John Bush on First Nation Ministries. You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077. 6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.